ようこそ。ホラー映画について話す場所。そして彼らの中のパパたち。
She's being a little shy. She's being a little shy.
私はあなた。
Stop cutting her off.
私はあなたの映画パパジョンです。私はあなたのホラーダディカルリートスです。
Hell yeah, brother.
We did it.
We did that shit. Duolingo, bitch.
Google Translate.
Hey, Slashers and Screen Queens.
Welcome to the Horror Daddies Podcast.
Where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies in them.
I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your horror daddy, Carlos. And what you just heard was that same thing in Japanese.
Hell yeah. But if you're Japanese, you already knew that.
Right. Because today, we are talking about
Tokyo Ghoul Police.
Yes.
The 2008 classic.
Yes. And this was a recommendation from Horror Junkie. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm. When we spun our wheel up.
No. Roulette of Horror.
Roulette of Horror. Forgot the name.
Motherfucker, you got to keep up.
I'm on vacation mode. I'm sorry.
That's true.
So yeah, we watched Tokyo Ghoul Police, which I'm probably going to butcher the director's name, so I apologize in advance.
We always do. It's just because it's another language, it hasn't stopped us before.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, directed by Yoshihiro Nishimura.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. That's
thank
pretty close.
Thank you. And writer Kengo Kaji.
Okay. Okay, look
at you.
I had
three other writers. I just wrote one down.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
The director was one of them, and Maki Mizui is another one.
Perfect.
So there you go.
I couldn't find a budget, but yeah. My guess, $5 million.
$5.
$5 million.
So, well, that's a pretty good estimate. I know a fun fact about this was that this film was shot and completed in 2 weeks.
Makes sense.
You know, I was like, I could tell.
Makes complete sense. Because this movie feels like a live-action anime.
It's fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, I love this fucking movie.
He does.
I think this movie is like Power Rangers meets like any anime you can find with like for adults. Like yep. Basically.
Yep.
And it's so fucking good. Like it's just so fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And the prosthetics are kind of dope. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it has really, really good gore effects. I'll give it that.
That's true.
It's a little too long for me.
I think Tubi also fucked us up with that.
Yeah, but also there's commercials in this movie. And I'm like, wow, yeah. For what?
There's like skits, like the Amanda Show.
Yeah, it feels like the Amanda Show with like, I like eggs. But instead it's like, okay, before I get into it.
There's a lot of trigger warnings.
A trigger warning for this episode, this movie does have a lot of the word, the S word, the suicide.
Self-harm. A lot of
self-harm. Yep.
There's
a lot of jokes about it in this movie. Like, I was not expecting it.
Very dark humor. Like, mm-hmm. Extremely dark humor. Mm-hmm. All the little children's getting quick in a scene. So like last that, episode.
Yeah, so if all that bothers you, just warning you here right now.
Yes. But before we get into everything, demons have you fought today? Or this past week?
Myself.
Yourself?
Yes.
Whoa, that's the ultimate demon.
Yes. I am finally hitting 30 in a couple of days from now. This episode will probably be up by Tuesday, so tomorrow I'll be 30.
Damn.
Technically 2 days from we're recording.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you wake up and you're like, fuck?
Yes. I get up and my bones are hurting.
It's real. I was like, I always thought people were complaining, but that shit real.
No, and I'm already like, damn, there goes my 20s. Yeah. Now for my, even though Melissa Barrera, who I met last week, Queen, told me, you're going to love your 30s. And I said, thank you, Queen.
It's true. You're mature. You're established. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Like,
and honestly, I have an advantage.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a guy.
That's
we
true.
Tend to age really well.
Yep, yeah.
Have you seen Henry Cavill?
He got money.
That
helps.
Alan.
Alan. Oh, I mean, Alan.
That's a man.
It's a Richardson, right? Richardson.
Yes, that's a man.
Yeah, that. When people say that masculinity is not a spectrum, I always think of him and just put any other motherfucker on the other side. That's a giant spectrum.
That's a thick man right there.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, your 30s, I mean, you know what you want. You know, you're your own person. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's good. You're settling down, and that's not bad. That's not a bad thing.
Oh, I've been settled down for like
exactly. You've been preparing. But you know, it's like you don't have to, you know, you now you see people partying and all that, and it seems fun and it's good for once in a while, but you got shit to do.
No, I don't need it.
Trust yeah, exactly. Me. You don't good. Need it.
It's just the Asian part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't want to look back and be like, damn, Pearl.
Yeah, bitch, but I see you on your walks and shit, and, you know, that's good. You stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that body out of you.
I bitch. I knew someone was coming. I still kept eating. Like, I was like... but that's yeah. good, though. I mean, that's a good demon. I was going to say, I had a good week last weekend. This is a week, you know, we had a whole, basically, almost 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
But... last weekend was so much fun.
Oh, yeah, we went to Spookala.
Yeah, we went mm-hmm. to Spookala. So everyone that we saw over there, hello.
Hi, hello.
And thank you for stopping us. Mm-hmm. We had a great weekend. I loved it.
I met also Wayne Knight from Jurassic Park, which I never thought I was going to meet anybody from Jurassic Park. So that was like a dream come true. And David Arquette,
that's mm-hmm. true. You got your VHS signed, right?
Yes, I did. My Eight-Legged Freaks.
Hell
not
yeah.
Scream, y'all. Eight-Legged Freaks.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he tells you a story, right?
Yeah, he was talking about the whole goatee thing in the movie, how they made him put on a goatee for one joke.
That's so dumb. Yeah.
And then, I, of course, met Melissa Barrera, which had to.
Yeah, that's... And you were there for a while, too.
Oh.
Not as long as Matthew Lillard.
No.
But
I was there pretty long. I talked to her for a good 3 minutes, I'd say.
And they hugged, and they were, like, caressing. They were, like, hugging for, like, a good solid minute. I was like, wow.
That's my new bestie.
Yeah.
She's so fucking beautiful.
Excuse me? Am I being replaced?
Do I mess with me?
It's okay. I understand.
Sorry.
No, I get it. I get it.
You better.
Nah, but you both were, like, hitting it off.
She was great. She was really nice. I was in love with her? I was in love.
Yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. She's very charming. I could tell she is very charming.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all spoke Spanish to each other, right?
Yes, we did.
That's pretty special.
Yes, we pretty much spoke in Spanish.
That's pretty sick.
Advantages.
That's cool. That's pretty cool. Well, I met Lilian Libareto.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what? Oh, Liana. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of L's.
She was Quinn in Scream 6.
Quinn in Scream 6. She was also in Totally Killer. Fantastic. I wasn't expecting it because we were doing a favor to get from a signature.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she was just standing, like, she was, like, both hands on the table and, like, leaning forward to it and looking at fucking right into our souls. And
talk to me, baby.
Yep. We're like, huh? Like, we fell in love. She's so nice and charming. And yeah, she's the sweetest girl. Like, she's great. And then I also met Dead Meat, James and Chelsea.
Yes, you did.
Very nice people. I honestly was not expect. I was like, I don't know what to expect from them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a fan of them. Like, we're a fan of them. And mm-hmm. I was so shy. Like, I don't know why. Like, right before my turn, I started getting nervous. I'm
it
like,
hits you.
Yeah, I was it like, hits you. Like, what if they're like mean to me or something? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. Like, I'm expecting the worst. Super nice people. Mm-hmm. We talked about a little bit of wrestling. And then I'm a huge Chelsea fan because she loves gorillas and all that. So we talked about that. But very nice. Made me feel like so much, you know, made me not feel so nervous mm-hmm. and super nice people. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Call them daddy.
Oh, yeah, and I showed him your text message. Carlos goes, hey, can you please tell James that he's daddy? And I'm like, hey, James, my best friend just said this to you. He started laughing. That was me.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
And we got to cosplay, if anyone yes. saw it, which was really fun.
It's on our Twitter, because I'm trying to bring the Twitter back up. So
mm-hmm.
it's just Twitter sucks. I hate going in, and it's, sometimes you see the craziest shit, and I'm like, I don't even want to deal with this. I know. That's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we did all of our Ghostface. We did like a crew of Ghostface. We have Darth Maul Ghostface, Springtrap from Five Nights at Freddy's Ghostface, and we have Freddy Ghostface, which was fucking sick. We kind of killed it. I'm not going to lie.
We did. We stood out.
Hell yeah. A lot of people took pictures of us. Yep, we were fucking... It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was... I've been to a lot of cons. I think that's the most... I've ever been stopped.
That's
for
the
pictures.
Most I've ever been stopped.
And that was kind of fucking.
I mean, just wait till I'm famous and I'll change that. For now, that's the most I've been stopped.
It was pretty. It felt good.
Mm-hmm, it did.
But it was smart. We did like the whole weekend, but we mm-hmm. did one day just dedicated to cosplay. We didn't do shit. We didn't bring anything. We were just there for cosplay. And it was, mm-hmm. that was pretty smart, I feel. Because, Imagine carrying shit with all that around.
That's why I didn't want to do it.
I would hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we did one day shopping, one day cosplay, one day celebrities.
Yep. And it worked out. It really worked out.
Mm-hmm. Which is a smart thing.
Yeah. So maybe for next Pukala, we might come back. Please
get the cast of Reanimator. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm just asking for Michael C. Hall. That's the only person that I'm like less. Or anybody from Evil Dead. Jen Levy.
Oh, that's true.
Bruce Campbell.
That's true.
Ted Raimi.
That's true.
They were, I guess they weren't at Spookala. They weren't at Spooky Empire. Mm-hmm. But hey, who knows? I don't think Bruce Campbell's doing any conventions anymore. I think he said he's done.
Henry Cavill for Hellraiser 5.
Where he gets a blowjob. The unnecessary scene, sex scene.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill, how dare you?
See, he was still thinking.
Talk to me, baby.
Your motherfucker's thirsting. Okay.
All right.
So now that we're done.
Tokyo Gore Police.
Yes.
Here's your synopsis. In future Tokyo, a young... Oh, it's in the future. That makes more sense. In future Tokyo, a young woman in the privatized police force tracks down her father's killer while battling against mutant rebels known as engineers. This is just Ninja Turtles meets Power Rangers.
Hell yeah, bro. Which is actually a comic book.
Yes, it is.
And it just... Which is weird that it's in the future because it looks so old. Like, the buildings don't look
They're still
new.
Flip phones, but they're bedazzled.
Yeah. So, and they don't mention a year.
No.
This movie doesn't mention a lot of things.
No.
Our main character's best friend, don't know her name. She doesn't even have a name on the credits.
Yeah, which I'm like, why is she even in these scenes?
Yeah.
Why do we get flashbacks of them? It's not needed.
I was trying to see if maybe this was like a student film, because it is filmed very student filmish with like maybe a higher budget.
Right.
But like, there's nothing like that I could find. So I was like, okay, well, I guess, I don't know. It just, the only thing I could find was that it was filmed and shot and completed in 2 weeks. That's it.
I was not expecting all the gore, even though it's in the title.
Me neither. I want to know, like, how was your first time? You watch at least most of it.
I got up to the pussy alligator.
Yep. Yep.
And then I turned it off.
Yeah, you're like, okay, time to go to bed.
Yeah, time to sleep.
That's your worst nightmare, right? Isn't it?
We'll get there. I'm not going to mention anything right now. We'll wait till we get there.
Okay, okay.
But I wanted to be sexy. when I started watching it, I figured it's in the title, but I was like,
that crazy. How crazy can it be?
But then at the same time, when it started, I'm like, this feels like a real life anime.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started shooting.
I think it's like the camera shots and like the angles and everything. It feels so anime. It feels like it's like a panel from an anime.
Yeah, yeah.
The way they move, it's like they're bringing anime to live action. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
And then they started shooting. And these motherfuckers don't got, like, the human body only has so much blood. But
okay,
these
motherfucker.
People,
you gotta, it's about motherfucking alligator pussy. You just said it.
Okay, but I haven't gotten there. You're asking me for my first impression.
But you gotta forget
about it.
And I
didn't get there yet. So I didn't know the alligator pussy was coming. So as they shooting motherfuckers, all I see is just blood and blood and blood. I'm like,
damn.
Okay, this body would be drained. And it wasn't. And then he just turned into like some Hellraiser chainsaw man.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
basically.
Like, okay.
It's over the top. Yeah, it's like over the top. This first scene sets you up to be like, hey, this is what the movie is. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird, crazy amounts of blood, and this is just how it's going to be. So I do like that we establish a movie with this crazy ass fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of foreshadowing in the beginning part two, at least. With our main character Ruka,
mm-hmm.
she has a normal chainsaw and also chainsaw.
Yes.
So it does have like little hints and clever things throughout the fight scene. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I try giving the villains names because they don't say names for them.
Yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
So I call him Chainsaw Cannibal Villain.
Okay.
Yep, not that creative, but you know.
No, it's something. Okay. More than they gave him.
What?
It's more than they gave him.
That's true. What do they give
them? I have no idea. I don't think they... There's some that don't have nothing. Like on Letterboxd.
Okay. So
the only one...
We're not doing cast list, I guess.
Yeah, the cast list, the only... is our main character, Ruka, which is... That's the character's name. It's Ihishina, which she's also the girl from Audition.
Yeah.
Itsu Itao, which is Keyman, which is the last villain, I guess. Not the last villain. The one that's like the villain for most of the movie.
With the gun eyes?
Yeah.
What did I name him? Go ahead.
Yeah, and then we got Yuki Hide Benny mm-hmm. as the Tokyo Police Chief Officer. Mm. Gigi Bu as mm-hmm. Barabara Man. Oh, Barabara. Maybe that's the guy from the beginning. Maybe. Independent. Yeah, and then there's just like literally all these characters are like side characters. Mm. Yeah, but like most of them don't even have like a character name.
No, I was very confused. Yeah. Anyways, I can't find his name. I think I call him Bullet Brain.
Okay, I can see that.
Or Gun Brain, something like that.
Bullet Brain? I like Bullet Brain.
Know, like Bullet Train. Bullet
oh, brain. Okay, I see you. Yeah, I'm smart. I see you. And that doesn't that play take place in Japan?
Fucking no.
Yeah, right? The Bullet Train? I think so.
I haven't seen it. It's a lot of white actors, so I doubt it.
Bad Bunny's in it.
One Puerto Rican. Plain Mexican.
And then the guy from Godzilla vs. Kong.
Oh, the one black guy.
Yeah. Okay.
The white guy.
Diversity. Yeah. anyways, but. Okay, so yeah, it is in Japan. That's okay. Why I was like, I think Bullet Trains are like a Japan kind of thing. Anyways, but yeah, this movie, again, has all the craziest thing you can think of in one single movie. Mm-hmm. So
hear me out.
Yeah, there's a lot of hear me outs in this movie.
Talk to me, baby.
Yep.
My hear me out would be the elephant cock.
Wow, what a surprise.
Hey.
What about the girl with the penis nose?
Her too.
You suck dick.
But she's good for sitting on her face.
But would that be straight? It's a girl.
Sure. Oh my god.
What?
You remember Deuce Bigelow, the European Gigolo?
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Movie's controversial, but yeah, there's something similar to that in that movie. Listen, the guy has a monster cock.
Yes.
It's an elephant trunk, pretty much.
So we should explain how the engineers kind of work.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen it, the engineers they're like Hellraiser. Like, they're like weird creatures. They're like mm-hmm. experiments. And whenever you hurt them, their body part comes back, but as a weapon.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, the guy's carrying a chainsaw and mm-hmm. flying around. He gets his arm cut, shot off, and then it grows like a monster kind of arm, but it has a chainsaw attached to it.
Yeah, because I guess that's what he mainly did.
Yeah.
He was also a cannibal.
Exactly. And he was a cannibal. It's like they're inhumans. They're not supposed mm-hmm. to be humans, I guess. So throughout the movie, there's different iterations of it. So we have the pussy alligator. We have a girl that has like fucking like a giant razor blade as a fucking arm.
Yeah.
We also have like an alligator hand.
Yeah. There's the chair.
Oh, the chair.
The squirting chair.
The squirting chair.
Which yeah. I don't know what I named that one.
That one, Wet and Wild. That's what I would call that bitch.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. There's like, it's really, really fucking odd. So at one point in the movie, some guy gets his pee-pee chopped off
by this lady with. It looked like her titties were teeth.
They're not. They were stapled.
That didn't look like staples. It looked like teeth.
I mean, they're prosthetics.
No, I get it, but it looked more like teeth than it did staples.
It would have been interesting if it would just opened up.
Because it wasn't... That wasn't staples. Those were teeth. They didn't use it. So anyway, she got titty teeth. And it also makes sense with what she turns into. So her titty teeth, she gets shot in half.
Like, yeah.
With a gun.
I don't know how that happens.
Me neither. And she's like, and then she comes out.
All sexy. She's coming out all sexy.
Black demon-eyed.
Yep.
And then her bottom half is an alligator.
It somehow mutates to literally an alligator mouth.
And I'm just going to say here that.
Hear me out.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I've had moments where I'm like, you know what? I might be a little bisexual.
Okay.
A little bit, depending.
Okay. It's like...
But this woman
You're putting your toes in the water to see if it's cold or hot.
But then I saw this and I said, you know what? Gay is right. I am gay.
You're like, this is what I see.
Yes.
Gays.
Yes.
Your worst nightmare right here.
And then he gets attacked.
This is what... Maybe you haven't had your first experience.
You don't know that.
Have you?
I don't know.
You don't know. You need to talk about something.
We don't know.
That's true. Okay. You're right.
But anyway. But yeah, she does bite his dick off.
Yeah. And She also bites his hand off.
Yes, and then he shoots her with his tendon, which, what?
Yeah, this movie's so fucking crazy. Yeah, this entire fight scene, he has his arm comes off and is still holding the gun. He grabs it, and when she goes to bite him, she like stops. The gun stops the bite from coming through. I don't know. And then there's a tendon hanging on, and he pulls it in his finger. Triggers and blows her up.
You know, the first time I was watching this, I was so lost that I was like, is there even a story happening in this movie?
It's literally like, there is a story, but we're going to forget about it like halfway through the movie, and then we're going to come back to it at the very end. Because
there's also like commercials, and I just like, who am I following? What is happening?
I wonder if it's like...
This movie could have been an hour.
That's true. Yeah, just cut the commercials.
Cut the commercials and all the fatting. This movie's an hour.
Yeah.
A good, tight story.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, there's also like a lot of shots where they take forever, where you're like, cut, okay, let's cut, and they just keep going. Like, there's a slow-mo scene where it takes like literally like 10 seconds. And I'm like, why is this so long?
Which he deserved it.
It's
true. For groping her.
Yeah, because it's, you know, obviously it's a... I don't know if it still is, but I know there was a huge problem in Japan with like trains are so cramped and people just touch women like that. And now there's like women only trains. So that's very good. But yeah, someone tries to do that and she goes, bitch, what the fuck? Come over here, and grabs his ass and then brings him to the back and cuts his arms off.
Yep.
Because the cops don't give a fuck in this universe.
No.
They're like, no, let's be private. Let's do whatever the fuck we want. Because we'll just kill criminals and we don't care.
They look like Shredder won and killed the Ninja Turtles, and he got the world. He got his minions.
Yep, and they look so cool. I love the designs for them. I think they look so cool. I even like the guy that does the autopsies to see if they're engineers.
Herbert West.
But okay, talking about him, you had a head, and then the body somewhere else, and he's like, it could be an engineer, but I don't know. It's like, motherfucker.
The body walked away. It's an engineer.
Where is he? Where's the rest of him?
Yes.
It's like, I don't get him. But I do like him. Like, he has, like patches metal and stuff. Cool. Yeah, they're pretty sick. What else? It's so fucking insane.
So much. So the commercials are all about self-harm. And I was like, why is this in this movie?
I don't understand it.
And it's like they're promoting it.
Yeah, there's some that are promoting it and some that are like, stop, you know, the S word.
Was there something going on in 2008 in Japan that's like the director's like, hey.
Maybe it's a commentary on it, because I know like obviously like a commentary on cops in an exaggerated way about not privatizing them, that cops kind of do whatever they want. So, but like this... I don't know if I know there's always been like a thing in Japan where like the self-harm rate or, you know, the unaliving rate has been very high because a lot of people like they focus just on work and all that stuff. And once they don't have any more life after that, you know. So I don't know if it's a commentary, like a very dark parody of it where it's like. Japan, we have nothing to live in this universe, at least, like we have nothing to live for, so here you go. Like, because they're like, one of the commercials is like selling like a razor blade, but they have like cute colors and they're like, you can use it all day, and then they're like using it,
and
like
it's like, oh, the new curved feature
blade. It's like really fucking crazy. Like,
why is this here?
That has to be a more,
but out of all the commercials, my favorite one. Because it's not even about self-harm. It's more about just having fun. Because it's a video game. It's the Wii one.
Yes.
That one felt like very like Amanda Show. Yes. Cut to Drake and Josh doing their little skit on the side with Amanda. And it's just the Wii remote with a sword on it, taped to it. And they're just cutting
somebody. It's a whole family. Yeah. But I think it's a child.
It looked like a man to me. I didn't see a child.
Yeah, I wouldn't know like the son.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was him.
It's just a game.
Yeah, it could be just a game.
I mean, we play Grand Theft Auto. What's the worst that can happen?
And that's true. I guess that's like we do play violent games. Not as violent as this, but like, they're still pretty fucking crazy.
There wasn't a sword attached to the remote.
Hell no. But that's pretty funny, though. The sword, I was like, they just taped that shit.
They just taped it to a Wii remote. I was like, okay, pop off, kid.
Oh, my God. I don't know why that just brought me back to, like, remember the Wii Fit? mm-hmm. that had like the thing. Mm-hmm. And when if you, I remember there was a feature that it would weigh you. So if you did a program, so every week it would be like, oh, let's update your weight. Mm-hmm. And if you step on it, it would go, oh God, if you were too big.
Okay.
I swear to God. Oh well, my God. And
I know Americans had a trouble with that.
That's very true. Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's a other one. There's like a cop one where they're like promoting like the cops will keep you safe. And then they're just shooting criminals down the road.
They're like, oh, if you do anything bad, we're just going to shoot
you. We just kill you. Like they have
There's no apologizing. Nope. You just did.
Yeah. And that's where the story kind of comes from, the story. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, we do have a monologue of like our main, Ruka's father that dies out during work. Mm-hmm. The point of him was that he was going against the cops being like, don't privatize us. We need to be public for the people. Mm-hmm. And they kill him. So then we find out there's like the mysterious masked man, which is... It seems so serious, and then when it comes to it, it's such a fucking joke because he pops out of the side of the screen and he has a gun holding to his head and just shoots
him.
And
no one behind him is reacting. They're still protesting. And then we find out that his son was behind her because then he gets murdered by the Shiva police. And they're all just standing in a line pointing at each other.
Yeah, it is so fucking ridiculous. And I love that it leads up to like such a stupid joke at the end. It is so fucking funny to me.
And just for this badass engineer that's been murdering the whole movie just to fucking die by her hand.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
She doesn't give a fuck. She's like, you're crazy as hell. And then kills him. And that's the plot point because he wasn't the villain. It was actually who she was working for. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the minor plot, I guess. Or the major plot, but they kind of just forget about it for like a good fucking chunk.
They sure do. They sure do. Because it's just crazy shit happening.
Yep.
I also do like the sex worker that gets killed with all the needles. Because
She's a pimp.
Yeah, her body gets drained.
Yeah.
And no blood, like they just leave the blood there. It reminded me of an episode, I think, of Dexter, which I've never seen Dexter. Was it Dexter? Was somebody getting drained in Dexter with all the blood?
Well, I think we watched the first couple episodes, which is the ice truck killer that he drains the blood and then he would just leave the bodies with no blood.
Yes.
So there was like, they're like, what do we do?
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. The engineers are supposed to be super violent. Mm-hmm. And so whenever they see a crime scene, it's like super, super gory and shit. Mm-hmm. But like this one, it's like, there was nothing. It was just a box with her pieces in it. Like her in pieces. And then like the blood nicely put next to it. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like taking its time. Like mm-hmm. what? Like it's just weird. So, but then we find out that he kind of went to hell. He died.
Listen.
Look, like.
He met Satan.
Yeah, he met Satan, gave him a little bottle with like a key, skin key. Yes. And he brought it back.
Which is what they used, I guess, to turn other people into engineers.
Yeah. And he just was like, fuck it. Let's just fucking make more of us because they need us.
Wasn't he trying to make the perfect killer and that's why he had DNA from all the serial killers?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They kind of just... this movie, I'm telling you, you have to experience it. I don't know how the fuck to say it.
You have to. Try to find it on a site that doesn't have commercials.
Yeah, if you can.
Because this movie already has commercials in the movie. Yep.
And it feels long because we were like, oh, we're almost done. 40 minutes left, bitch.
Bro, when I paused it and I said, it felt like 2 hours already. And it feels like it's almost done. Oh, 40 minutes. God damn it.
Yeah.
But.
I'm trying to think of what else.
There was also the Xenomorph girl. She had acid titties.
Yeah, she had acid. She like squirted onto someone's face and they melted entirely.
And it was green. So I was like, Xenomorphs.
Yeah. Cool. And that was pretty cool. I do like that. Because this is at this point, the cops are like, fuck it, just kill anybody. Like, fuck them. Like,
the whole city's going.
Because we don't know who's an engineer. Like, that's how they kind of like justify it. And they're like going crazy where it's like, oh, these cops are worse than these engineers. So they're just grabbing people. Chopping their heads, fucking run them over, like literally everything. It was just quickly passed by this, but some motherfucker doing blackface. We kind of just kill him and then just keep walking.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, so apparently those are like celebrities, like some sort of.
I'm surprised.
Trust me, I know. But apparently those two are like a comedy duo. Mm. I don't know what they do. Apparently that's what they are. I was like, I wonder. Seems very funny.
I wonder what kind of comedy they got over there.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, the fist machine gun.
Oh yes, the fist machine gun, because mm-hmm. it's the Herbert West. Yeah. Of the crew.
I was literally just writing words.
Yeah.
Of things that I saw in this movie.
I think at some point I was just like, I think I'm just gonna stop.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
But yeah, there's the fist machine gun that just shoots fists.
Yeah, because he like has body parts, so yeah. It's like, but he grabs all the fists, and then they all make shapes because Ruka's like dodging them, but mm-hmm. then she gets caught. And like they grab her shirt and then they fucking choke her ass out.
One's open to choke.
It reminded me of Avatar, the Earthbenders with the metal, the Earth gloves.
Oh, okay. I was and like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they would like launch the Earth and then they can move hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like kind of like that,
but except there's actual limbs.
Yes, but then she counters it. How does she counter it? A little thingy comes out of her arm, so dinosaur.
She has a dinosaur arm. And it has a tongue, and that tongue attaches to the ceiling.
Yep.
And then as the fingers are coming at her, because they're in the FU form, and I'm not doing that to y'all. I'm just, you know, showing y'all what's coming.
You just did that
at.
To them.
No, I didn't. So it's coming towards her, and the fingers, the little thin string, they all hit it, and they just curves.
Yeah, because it goes, like, right on the knuckle. So it's like, it just goes, oh, and yeah. They do it, like, 6 times. I'm like, okay, we fucking get it.
Right. It's right, so long. And it just goes back to the villain, the Herbert West, the autopsy guy, and he got fingered.
He got fingered. He got fucked.
Yeah. What did he say?
He goes, "I get the point."
Yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I watched it in Japanese the first time. Mm-hmm. We watched it in dub just for the episode. But the dub is so funny. There's some random cop that has like a Spanish accent, which threw me the fuck off. I was like, what's happening?
Whoever's dubbing him is probably Hispanic.
Probably. Probably. Like,
Also, we talked about the monster cock, which, yum. It was big.
Yeah, it's like a giant elephant. It has even a elephant
it shoots.
Sound effect.
And it shoots.
And it shoots and moves like this.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth.
Jesus.
Yep. Oh, there's Gary.
Gary?
She's the snail.
Oh, yeah, the snail. That's my hear me out. She got her eyeballs like poked out like Gary.
Yep.
And then she has like a snail shell.
Yep.
Wow.
And she has a snail to cover her boobs.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There's that one. What was the other one? The one with the staples. Then the staples.
Y'all's teeth.
The chair. So the chair one is the craziest one. It's like, I think it's supposed to be her masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the last one that they reveal, because they're at like some sex party brothel kind of thing. And they show that it's literally a person in a chair form. Like the guts are like the chair. And it's hold on. It's alive still because it's breathing and it's hooked up to an IV. And then the legs are open and there's like, it looks like a flower.
It's a flower. That flower is known to be a symbol of sex, I think.
I thought it was a vagina like inside out.
The flower also has that thing coming out of it like that, like a penis. So like, that's why that flower. Yeah, I forgot the name of that flower.
Yeah, and
it's like a
It's like orchid. Red, and it it just starts squirting on everyone.
Yep, it sure does.
And talking about squirt, should we go to our sponsor? This episode is brought to you by Squirt.
No, it's not.
Refreshments, caffeine free, only 120 calories.
And then so there's
so those are those ones. Is there any more transformations? I don't think so, because
there's the gun brain.
The gun brain, which is like the bad guy, but he ends up being like a anti-hero.
And then I think that's about it. Oh, there's a sex worker and a random vibrator on screen that comes out of nowhere.
There's a lot of weird ass cuts in this movie.
Yep.
Because we have the Ruka story of how the mom was very, she was self-harming a lot, and that's where she kind of gets it from. And then it just cuts to like a random vibrator, like right in the middle of it.
We should say that Ruka gets turned into an engineer.
Oh, yeah.
Because the key gets put in her arm and then it burst her arm open.
And then he like does something. He like sticks his hand in there.
I don't know.
Well, they do say the R word. Like you were R-worded by an engineer. By an engineer. So I guess maybe that's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. I'm telling you, they don't hold back.
It's also the 2000s.
Yeah, but they also don't hold back. They're just kind of like, nah, this is a horror movie. Fuck it.
There's a lot of different filters throughout this movie, so you don't know what kind of movie you're watching.
Oh, yeah. They went to Mexico and Japan because they got the yellow filter.
They got the saw filter.
They got the saw filter. The effect. When they're like moving really fast.
Yep.
They do that. They have a lot of colors, a lot of greens like Saw.
Mm-hmm. It's very pretty.
It's actually very well shot. That's what I like about it, too, is that, yeah, they should cut it down and make, like, a coherent, entertaining movie. But it's, like, also very, very well shot. The prosthetics are fucking great.
Yeah.
The blood, as ridiculous as it is, it fits the aesthetic that they're going for.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Quentin Tarantino. Like, you watch Kill Bill. Literally, the blood moves exactly like it.
I think that's what saves this movie, is the gore effects.
Yeah, if it didn't have it, this movie would be... We don't know how to fucking talk about this movie without it making no sense. Like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah. The last thing that I really liked was the sword lady with the limbs.
Oh, yeah, because there's like a... We don't get an explanation of that either.
And why he has her or what she is.
Yeah, the chief of the police department has like a random...
Who turns out to be the bad actress. Guy. Yeah.
But he calls him a boy. So I'm confused. I
think it's because it's a dog. I think it's the way it's translated.
Oh, that makes sense.
Dogs are technically man's best friend. It's usually always a boy.
Gotcha.
Yada, yada, yada.
Because it's like, it has a female physique. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. But then the translation kind of fucked me up.
And we do see her.
Yeah, we do see her face. Mm-hmm. That's why I was confused. But it's like, she has no limbs. Like, she has like up to her elbow and up her knee.
Yeah.
And she is very like sexy and like dressed in like latex.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Doggy style, you know what I'm saying?
You're so boring.
What is she going to do? Reverse cowgirl?
Anything. Yeah. Pick her up. Yeah.
That's true. I'm not saying. It's like
one of those, like, fleshlights. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, I was just trying to be funny. Doggy style? She's the dog girl?
Let the hetero go straight to doggy style. What a surprise.
That's not even my favorite position.
Well, you
right, babe? But yeah, she's like, she has no limbs. And then later, they like install limbs, like blades on her.
Yeah, she's walking and she's kind of serving with the limbs.
I'm sorry, but this is a feminist movie, and all the women, they be serving the see you next Tuesday. Like Ruka?
Yeah.
Even at the beginning when she like kneels down to grab, I was like, okay, girl, okay.
Yeah, she's serving with the swords. Crazy CGI when the fight starts.
Oh, yeah. But this is 2008 Japan CG.
But it's really cool. I really like it. And then...
Oh, and then later she has guns. Yeah, she doesn't die.
Ruka defeats her, but doesn't really kill her. She launches her against the desk, and she hits that desk hard.
Oh, yeah, so hard she's stiff like a fucking mannequin.
Yeah. But, yeah, I will say at the very end of the movie, she, I guess, now is her little sidekick, like her little canine. I'll say canine because that's what she technically kind of
But, like, she sees her as, like, her own thing, yeah. Which is kind of cool to see that, like, she doesn't treat her as a dog again.
Anymore. But she has guns now, which reminded me of Rose McGowan, Planet Terror.
Yeah, which came out the year before.
So, they copied.
They copied, that's true. Maybe. Honestly, it's just funny because Quentin Tarantino always gets the... He copied from Japanese media.
We
also
don't know. This was released in 2008. We don't know if word got around and it was recorded way before.
Yeah, it could be true. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe those 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah. But I will say, I remember as a kid... When I saw that Planet Terror trailer, I saw Rose McGowan with the gun, and I was like, oh, I want to be her.
I remember being like, what the fuck is this movie? This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish we saw that in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, the guns.
If there was a part two, I want to see that. Like,
and you know, that's what I like. I feel like if this movie is made more coherent and like less commercials and less fattening,
I think they're jokes.
We can get like stuff like this, but it's just whatever.
Yeah, I think the commercials definitely hinder this movie a lot because they feel like it's a joke for the audience, but like as Americans, like we're not understanding the joke because it's like
no, especially now. I'm just like, why are we promoting?
It feels like we're watching Robot Chicken.
but worse.
Well, way worse. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking weird. Like, I don't get it. And it's like, I'm sure maybe over there, it's like, oh, shit. Hell yeah, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, what a different. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. Obviously, it is a hindrance for us because it's like, okay, you just get over it. Like, mm-hmm. this is serving no purpose. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's pretty much the movie.
I think that's
as
everything that
best
I,
as
that
we
I,
could,
yeah.
As yeah. bad as we can put it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like we do in every movie, we go on Letterboxd and we give this a rating and a review. Mm-hmm. So Carlos, what is your rating?
And I'm ready. Look at that. No, I'm not ready. Load, bitch. Okay. I gave it a 3-star and I said if the MPA saw this movie, they would be so appalled. Ask the director to cut it down for American audiences due to the gore, only for us to see 10 minutes of movie.
Yep.
It's like this would be a Zack Snyder film. It'd be cut like a whole hour and then he'd be like, what? Yeah. Here's the extended version, it's just the commercials. It's like, what? So okay, that's a good one. That's
thank
a good
you,
one.
Thank you.
I gave this movie a 4.5. I think this movie's fucking great. I love this movie. I gave it a heart too. Okay. This movie is like the original people that made Power Rangers said fuck them kids and made the goriest, most sexual, most badass movie you can think of. Also, Ruka can fucking stomp on me, by the way.
Okay.
And Dog Girl. Well.
Oh, I thought you said Gone Girl.
So no.
Who's Gone Girl?
Dog Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her. Daddy of the movie?
Ruka.
Ruka. It's gonna have to be Ruka. I like her friend. Yeah. Her friend was, oh, I like the radio girl. She was hot.
That's another one that I'm like. It's fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't need it.
Yeah, I think that's like a trope because like there's this game called Jet Set Radio that they have like a radio person and then they do the same thing where they announce.
She
stuff.
Felt the most cartoonish. She felt like she didn't belong in this movie.
No, it doesn't. I do like her. I like that like aesthetic of having like the radio person announcing everything. I think that's kind of cool. And she kind of went all for it. So she did. I like it.
I feel like I could have been that character.
You could have. So. Do you want me to watch and be like, I don't need him. So praise her. Say, I'm sorry. I like
no,
her.
No, I'm not needed in the movie.
I would want you to be in the movie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Be like, okay, so if you were a robot, right? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I'm the cops. Carlos, we have a murder scene in Street 42. Now you're the...
Oh, I'm her?
You're her.
Okay.
And action.
Girl, we got murder on the street. Panic, get the cops, grab your husbands, grab your wives, and hide.
That was pretty good.
You're good.
Thank you.
But you didn't do the...
Oh.
Because that's what she does. It's so good. Yeah. Oh,
okay, so I have a question for you.
Oh.
Oh, wait, before we do, you have a favorite creature design in this movie?
Okay, okay, favorite creature. I'm trying to look for them. Okay. I really wanted to say Ruka. Or,
let me not say creature, engineer.
Yeah, engineer. I wanted to say Ruka, but her hand does nothing at all throughout this whole movie. It so it sucks. I think I'm going to have to give it to the alligator pussy.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Even though I'm scared of it.
It but it's cool.
But honestly, that's my favorite scene.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
It's so creepy. Mm-hmm. I think it like the eeriness of it.
She deserves her own movie.
Yes. I think that would
and
be
make
very
it really
cool.
fucking scary.
Yeah. Oh, apparently I read that apparently the director went to a brothel in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And that scene was kind of shot like from what he remembered. But he made it into horror. Okay. So yeah.
The drugs were hardcore.
He was like, whose legs did he see open up and was like, alligator pussy.
Right.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Okay. Yeah, I really liked hers too.
I like the beginning one too. I like that he was like all crazy looking and then his whole body was kind of transforming. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I think the rest are kind of like, I don't like the gun head. Brain guy. That was kind of a little weird.
Yeah.
I think that might be my only one.
She
Oh, the snail one was cool.
Yeah, she was cool.
I like that the snail was kind of like a Junji Ito kind of style. Like
I didn't get to see her in action, so I didn't know what she could
perform.
We had
like a quick scene.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But at least with the alligator did a lot.
Yeah, she did even the saw effect running towards him. The needle. Yeah, we did the needle kills. Yeah, I think that's it. So we agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. TikTok time. Ready?
TikTok, guys. Play it cool. Play it cool. Okay. You guys did such a good job last time.
Yes. Okay, Jonathan. You're Ruka. You're not in the police force.
Oh, Tokyo Gore Police?
Yeah.
Okay.
Build your team. So you have your canine, your creature.
Okay.
And you have a partner.
Okay. Just one?
So one and one.
Okay.
Who are you? What other horror icons would you have really? And they're going to be your friends, obviously. They're
okay.
Gonna
be okay. Partners. I was going
to
say that.
They're going to be good to you no matter what, but they're your partners in crime to fight off, you know.
Okay, so if my canine person is going to be Michael. Because Michael's going to be tall, right? But it's like having a Great Dane. Uh-huh. So he's going to be a good boy, and he's going to follow what I say.
Okay.
And he'd be like quiet, and he just does it, you know? That's my partner, you see, I want someone smart, but someone not annoying. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to give it to Jigsaw.
Okay.
To John Kramer.
Oh, actually, that's good. He's like,
because he's smart, and he'd be like, John, Jonathan, you're gonna have to go to the third building. And I'm like, bitch, you right. And then I'll go and do it.
Okay.
He'd be smart.
That's cool.
So I think that would be my two.
That's really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Carlos, what would be yours?
So if I was a Tokyo Gore Police detective, my canine would be a xenomorph.
Oh shit. Oh damn! You went full alien on that bitch.
Yeah, it's my canine. It's a pet.
I guess so.
I'm not gonna be dead.
That's true.
Shit will protect the shit out of me.
That's true.
You try to kill it, the blood will kill you.
That's true. You're right.
And then my partner in crime, I'm thinking Leatherface because he can handle all the gore.
That's a good point.
And he's big. From the remake, and he's big and brute, so that's my homie.
The remake one,
I'm sorry.
No, but that's a good one. I do like that thinking. He can do the dirty work. He's a muscle.
Yeah,
he's a muscle.
And I'm the.
You're the brain. Yeah. You're the beauty. You're the beauty. Let's just say that.
Beauty and the Beast.
Xenomorph. The Beast. And Xenomorph. Those are good picks. Those are good picks. Let me see. There are kills? There's like random kills.
It's super random.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Because
it's like they're kind of the same if you kind of think about it. Because it's cut in half, blood, cut to blood on the main character, more blood, screaming, and blood.
I'm telling you, these people have 20 gallons of blood in their body, and I don't understand how. We forgot to say the final boss.
Oh yeah.
He injects himself with reanimator reagent.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. And then
he
becomes a fucking rocket launcher
with his blood. I think at this point it's so fucking weird that this just feels normal. They're just like, yeah, whatever. He's just flying.
Honestly, I was like, can this movie just fucking end? Like I was tired. And then Tubi, for some reason, today decided to have 20 million commercials.
Yeah, there was a lot of ads in Tubi.
And they usually don't.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a movie last night, and it glitched because I think it tried to go to commercials, and it didn't.
Oh.
And the movie glitched for a second. It was really weird.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because it was like, it had a commercial when the main villain died, and then it just, the movie has one scene, ends.
And then this movie's so outrageous that when it comes to commercials, you're like, what just happened?
Yeah. It's like, am I cutting to a commercial in Japan? Or a year?
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, okay. That's going to fuck out of me.
All right. So, I'm just to let you guys know the game plan, I will be
gone. I hate that movie.
Oh, yeah. It has The Rock in it.
No, that movie's pretty good.
It has The Rock in it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I don't like him, but I like the movie.
No, it's fine. Let me change that. So just to let you all guys know just the plan.
He's also in that movie. I'm just kidding.
Fuck. I'm going on vacation.
Hell yeah.
So we are recording today. We might record something else later today. It's going to be more of a game. The idea of the game is this or that.
Yes.
So we're gonna do the roulette right now, but that's not gonna come out
Until he comes back.
Until I come back. So we're going to skip a week, basically.
Yeah.
We just want to let you guys now know, you know, be prepared. And since we're going to record, I will announce it again in the next episode.
Yeah.
So tune in for our Roulette of Horror in 3, 2, 1. Roulette of Horror. Thank you. Thank you. It's like pretend there was a commercial.
We didn't do any self-harm jokes.
Whoa.
Like Tokyo Gore, please.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
All righty. So we added, what is the one that we just added?
The Crazies remake.
Oh, the Crazies remake.
Yeah. Also, if y'all want to send me like a little gift or something for my birthday,
you should make a list.
I have a list.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Share the list or money.
That's true. Or just a happy birthday.
Or just a happy birthday. Yeah, that works too.
Or money. Ridiculous.
I do have one.
OnlyFans. Yeah. All right. Okay. Go ahead with the Roulette of Horror.
Let's see.
So if it lands on the Crazies, we're going to do it again because that's the same spot. Mm-hmm. Renfield!
Let's go! I'm actually very excited because it has Daddy Nicholas Holt.
And Nicholas Cage.
Yep, both Nicholases.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the Nicholases.
Mm-hmm. All right, sick. So not next week.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, we'll be watching Renfield.
But next week, a game.
A game.
Perfect.
And if we don't do a game... Well, I'll probably just do something.
Okay.
So, stay tuned for 2 weeks from now to a normal episode of the Horror Daddies Podcast.
The Horror Daddies Podcast.
And thank you so much for watching and listening, guys. Yep. If you want to support us, there's obviously merch here that you can get in our description down below. Also, you can wish Carlos a happy birthday.
Yep. And if you don't want to support us, but you want to support me, I have my Cash App on my Instagram. Thank you.
So there we go.
And just remember to always leave us a 5-star review. Lower than that, don't even fucking bother. And the YouTubes, make sure you subscribe and like and comment and come join us.
Hell yeah, join us.
The dead, I say.
Join us.
Yeah, join us.
And our TikTok, which we've been uploading pretty frequently.
Yep,
so
we're going to try to upload more.
We'll try, at least.
Yep. Busy schedules.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Love you guys. And remember...
stay spooky, stay sexy, and be careful for those engineers.
See you in your dreams.
Pussy.
You're done.